Voters in the Silver Lake precinct of Rockingham County were lined up outside the Woodman of the World building in Dayton this morning, but the place was quiet by 1 p.m. Precinct Chief Don Keplinger said that out of about 2,300 registered voters, 579 had come through by then.
Usually it's a mob scene right up until the end, but I suppose with early voting, that probably took a lot of the pressure off. A lot of people voted early, but I don't have those exact numbers.
All the poll workers and most of the voters I saw there were wearing masks, and some had plastic face shields as well.
They're glad we're cleaning things, and they seem to think it's been well organized.
Local resident William Jeffries stopped by on his lunch break. He voted for Trump this year, as he did in 2016.
The thing that I think that really made me want to vote for him in the first place was the difference between having a globalist society as opposed to a nationalist society. I think that people should vote their conscience, and, you know, whichever way that you decide.
27-year-old Joseph Albrecht came out for Biden today.
Well, I guess the lesser of two evils. I mean, that sounds awful, but this is the first time I've ever voted. I felt like it was a pretty important election.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.